A drowning world. Kenya's quiet slide underwater.
One of the first scientists to realize that something was wrong with the lakes was a geologist named Simon Oniwere. He came to the topic by accident. Between 2010 and 2013, he had been studying Lake Baringo, Kenya's fourth largest lake by volume. The bones of residents of the area around the lake weaken uncommonly fast, and Oniwere was investigating whether this may be linked to high fluoride levels in the water. Then, in early 2013, while he was meeting with residents of Marigat, a town near the lake, one old man stood up. "Prof," he said, "we don't care about the fluoride. What we want to know is how the water has entered our schools." Curious to know what the man was talking about, Oniwere visited the local Selabani Primary School. There he found the lake lapping through the grounds of the school. Nonplussed, he took out his map. He looked at the location of the lake and the location of the school and wondered how the lake had moved 2 kilometers without it becoming news. Oniwere rushed back to Nairobi, where he and his colleagues at several Kenyan universities studied recent satellite images of the lake. The images showed that the lake had, in the past year, flooded the area around it. Then Oniwere searched for images of some of the lakes nearby, Lakes Bogoria, Naivasha, and Nakuru. All of these had flooded. As he extended his search, he saw that Lake Victoria, Africa's largest lake, had flooded too. So had Lake Turkana, the largest desert lake in the world. By September 2013, after further investigation and mapping, it was clear to Oniwere and his colleagues how extreme the damage was. In Baringo, schools had been flooded and people had been displaced. Lake Nakuru, which was previously enclosed by a national park, now extended beyond it. It had increased in size by 50%. Oniwere, who was the heir of a stern, experienced teacher, went to see the governor of Baringo County a few months later, but without much hope. He claims the governor showed little interest. Benjamin Chiboy, however, the then governor of Baringo County, disputes this and says that he and Oniwere never met. Throughout the 2010s, the lakes rose slowly, and tens of thousands of people were forced to move from their homes. Then, at the start of 2020, after a particularly vicious period of rain in Kenya's highlands, the lake's expansion accelerated.